So welcome, everybody. It's the 29th of December, 2021. I can't believe we're actually sitting here and having another meeting like this right at the end of the year. Such a wonderful opportunity for us to connect with the Soma community again. There's some here that we know already, Suzanka, Kim, Pierre, and then the rest are largely newcomers. So these meetings is an opportunity for the community to meet up again, and also for the public or any newcomers to simply ask questions from us as experienced watchers, but also from each other. For those that have joined us maybe even as recently as last month, or those that have been connected with us for a much longer period. That's really what these meetings are about. And we try and keep it quite informal. If you'd like to ask a question, we're going to prompt you for that because it very much is a question and answer kind of session. If you want to make a comment, please stick your hand up or use the reactions of Zoom, the Zoom functions, which you'll find at the bottom under reactions, or use the text box, type away if you've got questions there. And we'll follow that process as best as what we can. Welcome. My name is Anton.
I'm Rodianne.
We've got quite used to that bounce now. We've seemed to have practiced it quite a lot.
I think so.
We've been working with Monica and with Soma and with Sacred Mushrooms for some time. And it is an ongoing journey of learning. It's an ongoing journey of introducing and sharing information with people. We've worked a lot in the physical retreat space, but also in this new environment where we're helping people to work with Soma and Sacred Mushrooms at home on their own. That has become a large part of what we do in this time that we're in now. So the two of us are the first two members of your panel, if you want to put it that way. I'm going to hand over to Rodianne, if you'd like to introduce yourself and say something about yourself. And we'll give an opportunity then for Margie and Roger, and of course, very especially Monica, to say hi and a few words about themselves before we open up the floor to you. Rodi.
Good evening. As you know, I'm Rodianne. Antoine, I live just an hour out of Cape Town, just on the other side of the mountain. On a small little, I must be careful. You know, we're really, really specific about words that we use in this environment. And Anton and I have been calling our home a farm for quite a while. And then we looked at each other and we're like, we're not farmers. We have alpacas, but those are my pets that I shear to spin their fleece. But we're not farmers. So we've decided we're gardeners. So we live in a very, very big wild garden just outside Cape Town. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're cultivating a wild garden of all sorts of things. And other than that, my journey with Soma started many, many years ago. And it's just developed from, as Anton mentioned, we did lots of retreats, in-person retreats. And then it went through to us being the ones that would do the Soma events around the country, to now eventually developing to this thanks to COVID. And here we are, month after month. I'm loving what I'm seeing. I'm here. I'm committed. And I'm really, really grateful that all of you have arrived. So welcome. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rodi. Margie, good evening, Margie. You're one of our watchers, also based in Cape Town.
Yes, hi. I've been working with mushrooms for about 3 years, 3.5 years, and I started watching in May this year. And just the more I work with mushrooms, the more fascinated I get. I'm a researcher by trade, work at the university, although I'm about to retire. And I always have this dual thing of being fascinated to try and understand what's happening. And when I'm on a journey, you know, what's happening in my head, what are the synapses that are firing, but at the same time being completely engrossed in the beauty of it, the connection, the nurturing aspects of the journey. So I'm completely hooked on this journey and loving it and really enjoying the watching. And I've been doing mostly the online watching, although I've done my first one I did at Somaliland, a physical one, and I've done a couple of times when I sat with a friend who was doing the 5 gram journey who wanted somebody there. So I did a hybrid of both being an online watcher as well as a physical watcher. So welcome to the meeting.
Thank you, Margie. So I wanted to jump in about that word that we're trying to avoid, the hybrid, which it isn't. It very much is, and Roger can talk a little bit more about that as well. The ability to host someone and help them prepare through this working with mushrooms in your own space rather than joining a group, and going back over time, that is something that has kind of developed in an interesting kind of way. And I always take a little hop when you use the word hybrid, so don't mind me, and my apologies for that. But it really is a lovely way, and we look forward to hearing from your experiences and input of how you've seen this crossover in being with someone in the physical space while connecting with a group that may be present in their own homes throughout South Africa and, of course, all around the world, as it has been over the last several months. So thank you, Margie. Good evening, Roger.
Hi, all. I'm Roger from Limpopo, formerly from Mokopane or Potgieter's Rus, and now for the last week or so in Paloborwa, minutes away from the Kruger National Park. That's why we had the Mopani worm conversation. It's Mopani worm season up in Limpopo. And it's I actually think it rivals the sardine rut, frankly, in importance in the South African context. I've worked with Soma for about 7 years. I received, or through that work, I managed to, I received a lot of healing, personal healing, from addictions and from depression. And since then, I've been on a journey of self-discovery. I would call it a spiritual journey, an important spiritual journey for myself. I had the honor and privilege to learn the art of watching with Monica and with Anton and Rodianne, and worked with them in Cape Town in Somerset West for about 2 years, and then unfortunately had to leave to come up to Limpopo. And the online ceremonies have given me an opportunity to remain in contact. I'm eternally grateful. Let me just say that, going back to what Anton was saying, I think that what has developed over the last, is it almost 2 years now, Anton? Basically since the outbreak of COVID, when we first thought of doing these online ceremonies. And at first, I think we all thought it would almost be impossible to do. But we have found a method and a methodology that has worked. It is working and is constantly being upgraded and improved. And your input into this tonight, and if you do participate afterwards, is important information for us. I think that the product is pretty well developed. I've got two journeyers who will be joining me next at the next journey, and will be joining physically at my house. But I've specifically asked them to be part of the online process because I believe it adds tremendous value. It really helps one prepare oneself for the ceremony. It's really been fantastic. That's all I've got to say right now. Sorry, I am suffering from a bit of COVID, so I don't know how lucid I am at the moment.
Thank you, Roger. I think you're quite lucid. And I do love how you're also seeing the signs of nature around you, because working with mushrooms is nature, and the ability to see those signs and the changes and the messages that they bring with their own symbolism. So your Mopani sardine run has a lot of information to share in this new environment that you're in. So thank you for sharing that, and we look forward to hearing more. And lastly, from our watchers panel, Monica, good evening. You're also a little unwell with a gastric infection. So I'm giving you the warning to the group, just in case you need to disappear and take a break. I know your energy levels are low, but so wonderful to see you again this evening.
Thank you, Roger. As soon as you mentioned the sardine rum, I thought about my cat. Can you send me some dried Mopani worms? I want to see if my cat will eat them. We can talk about that another time, but I have an emergency with my cat and his food because of the sardines, the sardine factory that got burned down.
I will do, Monica. Just a little bit more information. They are sort of gutted in a way and then dried. And then it's only after that they use. So, but I will definitely get some for you. Okay. But I'm not going to do the gutting or the drying.
Then the other thing is to Brad. I wanted to say you've been waiting for a reply from me for quite a while, and I haven't forgotten about you. I've been sick the whole week and more, and you've been sitting right here on my shoulder all the time. When I want to get to my computer, I want to write to Brad. And no, it just doesn't
thank you,
happen.
Monica. Yeah.
Don't feel forgotten.
I don't, thank you.
My name is Monica Kromhout, and I'm not really going to talk about my background in mushrooms. It's so long and so big that whatever I say will be inadequate to cover. But the one thing I want to let you know now is that working with mushrooms is another form of being educated. And for those people, you can just attend one journey with mushrooms in your whole life and think, well, that's enough, and you'll continue and benefit from that. Or you can come back 5 years later for a little top up, or a year later. But there are some people, which, and I was one of them, am one of them, who began to take this on as a way of becoming educated in the ways of the world and the ways of history, and particularly the intricate ways of how nature works with itself so beautifully and so perfectly. And one of the ways that I became aware of when I came back to my computer after not getting to it for quite a few days was to see an absolute run of people asking about mushrooms and asking about astrology, which are the two areas of work. And how this word is spreading in the most natural way, and the way that we look for is, how do mushrooms actually spread? They spread silently and almost secretly underground with what we call mycelium, that spread and spread and spread, and you don't even know that they're under your feet, busy spreading, and they're going to pop up somewhere and shoot their spores that will go all the way actually into the atmosphere. Pierre will confirm that there's no limit to how far those spores go and how many billions of them there are. And that is how the word of about mushrooms and how healing they are, and how much powerful teachers they is spreading around the world at such a rate, and all we can stand back is be in awe and observe as to how this is actually happening in this intricate network of mycelium that we can look up on the internet and get the feel of. The structure of that is like the nerves of our brain. It's very close to the structure of our neural pathways in our heads. And so I really hope that some of you who haven't already done that will engage with this really new way. It's not new, it's very ancient, but it's coming back to modern life, that this is a way to get educated in a whole new way that connects you with every single other area of possible study, and should in fact be included for children when they start school. It should be a topic. So I'm not going to ramble on longer because I can do that, and we've got lots of other things to talk about tonight.
Thank you, Monica. And thank you to the watchers that are here. I trust that by the end of this meeting this evening, even if you are new to the way we work and what we're doing, that any gaps in your information, any information that you're looking for and questions that you have will be answered. I want to touch a little bit as a start and introduction, just to give an overview, and then please, if any of you have questions, please step in. I want to give a little bit of background of why these meetings are here, because Monica touched on it when she'd been away from her computer for a few days and came back and saw this avalanche of emails and requests for information which is out there. And what has happened with COVID and lockdown and the lack of ability of people being able to meet in these face-to-face groups. Francho, you've touched on it in the text box in the comments, and about when that is going to happen again. To briefly answer that, we don't know. A final decision is always somewhere in the future. It's a week or two away. So we don't know when those physical gatherings are going to happen again. We'll review it again in January, and as we have now for quite some time. But that quest for information has meant that we started up with these information meetings, and also with the Soma at Home experiences, where we can wait for a physical face-to-face experience to happen sometime in the future, or we can try and enable people to work with mushrooms on their own at home. And that's how these online events or the Soma at Home events have developed, to give people the opportunity to experience this divine connection, this connection with a divine force that we refer to when we're working with Soma. And that's what I've very much been drawn to. Rodianne and I have been here very much from the beginning, along with Roger, along with Monica, because I believe this is the biggest way and the best way that I know of to touch as many people as possible. A physical gathering, even in Monica's space, we would have 15 to 20 people at a time in a normal sized home, along with 5 to 10 watches. So you're looking at an event or an experience with up to 25 or even 30, sometimes a little more, sometimes quite a lot less. But in a normal sized home, we don't know when that's going to happen again. And even when it does, there are so many people inquiring on a daily basis on how to work with mushrooms. If we set a waiting list and we start up with ceremonies every single week, it would take years to simply cover people that have sent emails, Brad, to Monica's inbox. I've experienced with that inbox. It's a busy one. It's probably the busiest I've seen in my lifetime. I've very rarely seen an inbox with 25,000 unread emails. It's impressive. But the ability to be able to touch a much wider world through the way we work with Soma at Home does not mean that this group experience is falling away. We're trying to use the Soma at Home experience also to help prepare people to work in the smaller groups and smaller pods, to kind of go back to that group experience in their own way. Mm-hmm. Like Margie has been hosting a couple of people. Roger is hosting a couple of people who are at the same time connected with us. Mm-hmm. And us means us as this whole group, not us as me, Rodianne, Roger, Margie, and Monica, but us as in this collective Soma group who's working on the same night and are connected with a group all over the world. We have had incredible groups of people connecting across time zones, across thousands of kilometers, all at the same time with these experiences. And there's something incredibly magical. The synchronicities, the understandings, the keys that people have for each other has been quite incredible. Mm. And we can try and answer questions and share more about that for you this evening. But that's a little bit of an overview to give you an understanding of the difference between this physical face-to-face group, which should always be there and will always be there. And as circumstances allow, we can allow those groups to get bigger. Mm. And maybe even when they're bigger groups, there's an opportunity for those groups to also connect with the Soma at Home event. Mm. Because the Soma at Home event becomes a lot bigger than just a one-night event. It is a period of preparation as well, which effectively is starting this evening. Our next Soma at Home is 10 days away. And this meeting starts answering questions for people that they may have for that upcoming event. And it also may have an opportunity for some sort of closure for people that joined us 3 or 4 weeks ago at the last event and kind of threads that together. So for a period of a week, we help prepare that group of people and we allow them to be connected with each other. We're simply experienced in working with mushrooms, but we're not experienced in all walks of life. And this collective group has many more answers than what I can provide or what Roger can provide and what Margie can provide. We work together on walking this path in life, and that's this magic that happens with the Soma event. We've got a dog barking in the background, so excuse us. So I've gone and rambled on, as we sometimes do. There were some questions that were asked. Francois, I hope that kind of answers your question about the face-to-face opportunities and when they will happen again in Somerset West. It's quite simply, we don't know. Monica, maybe I could ask you to give a little bit of an overview on your thoughts of that. It's been very much a kicking the can because we simply don't know. But can you give us some feedback?
You know, I don't even want any more to give an idea of when I think that we're going to start. I've done it so many times, kind of pushing it as Anton said, kicking the can down the road. Because when COVID started, when lockdown started, we thought it would last a few weeks, but it didn't. And then, I mean, towards the end of the year, people are inquiring all the time. So I don't want to give dates anymore. I'm seeing it almost as part of the education that we get that I mentioned earlier on, when we seriously work with mushrooms, that there's another message here happening about how we do this work. So part of me longs to go back to those wonderful years that we had together, almost 12 years together working at my home in groups with many, many hundreds of people coming to my home and being influenced and either moving on or becoming one of us, becoming watchers. And I yearn for that. I have a nostalgia for those wonderful memories of the times that we had together. And part of me wonders if that is now over. nevertheless, my home is here. It's got everything it needs for up to 30 people to journey, as long as there's not social distancing and masks and all that sort of thing. Absolutely everything in terms of crockery and bedding and mattresses and absolutely everything. So it's going to stay that way. Are kind of ready for action should we need it. But I suspect that there's another thing that's happening, which Anton has alluded to. And that is that the possibility of working in smaller groups in homes. In fact, I was going to mention to Anton that the idea of Soma at home can go to actually even the small groups that are happening already in people's homes. that we don't even know about. They're happening spontaneously, where people are working with family groups or friend groups are getting together and working with mushrooms all over South Africa, that we know a fair amount about, and also around the world. And we know that much less about the actual numbers in the rest of the world. And that may well be the way that the spread is going to happen, because then there's no limit to how far, how fast, how many. And we are not an organization that is out to convert people or to get members. That's not what we are for. We allow for everything to work in the way nature does, very spontaneously, very naturally. One of my favorite images is of dandelions and dandelion seeds. And those seeds break off from that beautiful round fluffy ball and get blown into the air, and who knows where they're going to land and grow generations more of dandelions in the future. Now, mushroom spores work just like that too. And that's all we are doing, is being dandelion seeds and allowing the seeds to fall, and then just being there where we can encourage for something to happen in every home, wherever it might be happening. And that is where my thoughts are now. I don't, quite frankly, right now, my strength is very low. I'm not in a good health situation. I'm hoping it will get better, but it may not. And so this, the way we used to do it here, may be a way that's now over. And I'm ready to go that way, whatever way is the guidance opens. That's the way we've operated from the start, is that we don't try and force anything. We see how is it going, what gear changes are going on that are making us go in different directions, so that we can move forward in the best possible way and the simplest way, and also the most economical way. We're not in this for money. We don't want to make money out of this. We know that this is an important thing that humanity has been deprived of from nature, and that it can certainly lead and guide in its own way. I hope that was clear. It's something that's very much in my heart right now, that I've been thinking about so much, and it's beyond my decision. It's not a decision that I make. It's something that will happen by itself. And I do get so many inquiries of people wanting to go back to what we had before. And I understand that that is very wonderful. Maybe we will do that, maybe we won't. It depends on what's happening out there in this world. And even if I'm not strong enough to do it myself, we have very good people who can come here and also take charge of the same thing that we used to do and in my home. In Somerset West. God, that was a long speech.
Talking always does feel quite long. Mm-hmm. There's that reminder, Monica, when you were speaking, that with people inquiring and taking mushrooms, that is becoming so mainstream. A reminder that us as watchers, who are simply people, normal people, from all walks of life, with no preconceived training other than our own life training, but there are so many more of those now. There are so many more people that mainstream want to learn from mushrooms, want to experience mushrooms, because they're seeing the results in people around them. And if you're not able to go to a physical face-to-face, and or you cannot have the assistance in the preparation of people who are experienced, what are you going to do? So our wish is to allow people and inform people enough that you can have the best possible experience with sacred mushrooms and with soma, and prepare you in the best possible way so that you know what to expect. And in periods of time when you do not have somebody that's experienced with you, we are still encouraging first timers and people that haven't worked with mushrooms before to have somebody with them. And that doesn't always have to be somebody that's experienced. That could be a a family member, that could be a friend that you trust, just to be with you. And in these times, we've had the system where we're also acting as a support structure. We're acting as a support line to those people who are providing you support in the physical space. Mm-hmm. So along with the preparations for the week before, on the night when we're all working with mushrooms at the same time, the group of watchers that is on duty for the night are available throughout the night until morning, and available to those that are journeying and also those that are there in support for you as companions. And who knows where it's going to go. Monica?
Yes, something in relative to what Anton was saying that is very important to emphasize now is that working with mushrooms is not dependent on any human being. It's not up to the wisdom of some person who's got lots of experience with mushrooms. When we fall into that trap, we fall into a historic trap that has caused breakups and destruction throughout history, through religions. And we do not want that to happen. We do not put people on a pedestal, because you can have, for the first time, which is what happened for me when I first experienced mushrooms alone in my garden, that you can have a breakthrough into a whole new understanding without a single human being present. It's not necessary to have a human being, but we have our human fears and doubts, and the watchers are there to encourage and to support people through that. But it's not our wisdom or anything that we have to preach or seeking for members. We don't do that. And we won't chase after you ever to join us. We love it when you come. You know how to find us. And if you move on somewhere else, at least you've learned a little bit about us along the way.
Before I prompt anybody or the floor, anybody visiting, Brad, you look like you're on the edge of your seat. please
I have questions, but I'm not on the edge of my seat.
Please fire away. You're welcome.
Thank you. I come into this without any skepticism. Monica's referred to me by my life partner, Ella, who in turn was referred to Monica by Dutoy. Monica, you might know or remember Dutoy. So yes, I have no skepticism. I have my own life challenges, which I'm seeking to overcome. Roger mentioned that he has some that this journey has helped him to overcome. So my first question is, besides the actual mushroom experience that happens, is there other work that goes with it, which I'm not averse to, but is it just the experience that enables us to overcome issues or become more knowledgeable, or is there work that goes with it between the sessions?
Can I answer that and say both?
Okay.
It's both. You will hopefully see things from a different perspective, and you will get messages. And in the days that follow a journey, you will start seeing things from a different perspective, and that may well require you or impel you to take action on certain issues. So it's a twofold. Yes, in my own case, I had an absolutely immediate benefit. But then as I explored deeper, I did realize that there were issues that the only person who could solve them was myself. Mm. And that was the second part of my own journey.
Mm. So it's not an opportunity to just lie back and do nothing. Sure. And for mushrooms to come and sprinkle their magic spells over you. The more we cooperate and the more we invest in what we're learning, the more we're going to gain. And there's no end, absolutely no end to how much gain there is. And there's no manual. There's no manuals. Sometimes people ask for a copy of our manual for watches. And I want to laugh because the idea of a manual for watches is quite funny. Because as Anton said, we are just ordinary people. We make no claims to be qualified in a worldly way. We make no claims about being here to heal you of your depression, which is a lot of what comes through the media, or to heal you of anything. Other than all we can say is that we offer you an opportunity to connect with a divine force that is greater than you have ever experienced before. And who knows how that is going to turn out for you. And everyone has the same kind mushrooms. When if we come together in a group, we all get the same mushrooms and we have totally different experiences. It's not like modern medication where we all take a pill, let's say anti-malarial pill, and we are all protected from malaria. It doesn't work like that. Every one of us has a different experience, and every time you journey again with mushrooms, it will be an entirely new world all over again. Worlds within worlds within worlds.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you, Roger. I think that what strikes me from what Roger said is, you know, something that I'm a firm believer in is that we are all very, very limited by our own perspectives. And if this does induce a broader perspective, then wonderful.
You know, Brad, you talked about the skepticism. Don't let that go. I have much admiration for skepticism, and I nurture it in myself. Because if we fall into just believing anything and everything, who knows where that is going to end?
No, of course. I mean, Monica, by nature, by nature, I am a skeptical person. I think that the passion and the sheer conviction which you and Anton and Roger so far speak about this, and from the feedback that I got from Detroit and the research I've done, has somehow negated any skepticism that I might have had. Yeah.
Well, in fact, what's happened is that skepticism that you might have had is simply dissolved. And it's in its place must be another kind of skepticism. Because even when you're working with mushrooms, you have to have some, and you get messages and you learn things and you see things. You cannot take it literally. I mean, it's wild, unimaginable stuff that comes that you can't imagine or invent. And if you'd start trying to believe and to hang on to all of this as literal stuff, you're going to grind to a halt, because that's not what it is. The messages come symbolically, ancient symbols, because the soul understands symbols. That's the language of the soul. And the mushrooms are actually talking to our souls, not to our physical minds, this brain in our heads that is so limited. So don't underrate skepticism. That is really what I was talking about. It's good to come with a skeptical mind, but you can also be so skeptical that you lock the gates and you lock the door, and mushrooms then will very politely say, okay, we're not going to interfere with you. If you shut the door on us, we're not going to, we have respect for you, and we're not going to force ourselves. So armed with your skepticism, you can safely walk into whatever is coming.
Good, thank you.
Do you have any other thoughts to add or questions to ask there, Brad?
Not at this stage, no.
Thank you. Just to add, I've often referred to a psychedelic experience as jumping on a trampoline. Self-awareness comes from, or self-awareness aids healing, self-awareness aids problem solving in our lives, etc. And a psychedelic experience like this is like jumping on a trampoline. You get to see the path. You get to see that path in life, that journey to self-awareness, winding up this high mountain, round and round Everest, or the Himalayas. If you've ever been there, you'll know what I mean about this path that's winding. And you get to bounce on a trampoline and look down and see the path. And Soma, this divine force, helps you see the road ahead. But when you land at the bottom the next day, you've still got to walk the path. You may have a better understanding of what needs healing, what solutions you need to apply in your life. And maybe even you've got some tools in how to climb over the obstacles in the road, but you've still got to do the walking. You've still got to trudge that path. You may see the odd shortcut here and there, but you've still got to do the work. And that word of the work is such a, it's become such a cliche as well. And there's a certain lack of understanding. You've still got to walk down that path to get up to the top of the mountain. That for me has been an analogy that I've used quite often to give me an understanding of what this experience is about.
Maybe just to add, I didn't find any immediate huge changes, but I didn't have major depression or addictions or anything that I was trying to work with when I started. It was really about trying to find a way to reconnect with the world. And it was a subtle change. But again, you know, jumping up, you know, and looking down after a while, looking back and realizing the changes that had happened and the differences in how I was interacting with the world and how I felt in the world. And a big part of that was just being so reconnected to things. So there's so many different ways in which it happens. And both, you know, what Roger describes as well as much more subtle things. And it's so individual and so different. And it's about being open to it. It's about allowing yourself to being led is not a good word, but being taken into these insights by the mushrooms. So you know, there's a lot of different ways in which it happens.
And it's
if we're not able to be open like that, and we come with a whole suitcase full of expectations of what we want the mushrooms to do for us, there's one thing you can certainly be ready for, and that is that they probably won't do anything at all, because they know that the spirit of mushrooms, this amazing nameless spirit we call Soma, knows each one of us so well, because we're part of it. We're part of this interaction in nature, and we are well known, and we have no idea of what we, each individual, as individuals, what we actually need. And that is why the best thing is to come with an open slate and surrender to mushrooms. There's a beautiful hymn from the Christian church, which I was very much part of for the first 30 years of my life, which said, "Just as I am, without one plea, O Lord my God, I come to thee." Mm-hmm. And I often say that to people, come just as you are. Don't prepare yourself and make yourself perfect before you come and work with mushrooms. It's pathetic. It's simply pathetic to do that. It is so enormous and so powerful that all we have to do is just come. If we feel the call, just come and respond to what comes, which will be a surprise. You can be sure of that. I want to ask Suzanka, you're sitting there looking a bit sad. Suzanka and I've had the most beautiful email correspondence. I wish you could see, she's written the most beautiful emails and I've responded from my heart. And she's had such deep, beautiful questions. So you are actually muted at the moment, but I was wondering whether you have some beautiful questions for us.
So the first thing I'd like to say, Monica, is that I was quite initially when I realized that we were going to do this experience at home, I was actually quite apprehensive. But going through the journey at home and in my own space, I must say, it was so beautiful, and I did it on my own, and I felt safe and I felt held. And so so it's going to take a lot of convincing to for me to do it any other way. So that's the one thing. The other thing is that my first experience was, you mentioned that your experience was a deep experience, and my experience was also, you know, when you wrote in your email about worlds within worlds, and it really, really resonated with me, because that is where I went. And it's, as Roger was also mentioned, that, you know, I came out of that experience telling myself and knowing that my life will never, ever be the same again. And it's something that you can't go back. You can't ever go back to what you were before, because now you've stepped over a threshold of knowing something that the mushrooms did reveal, that that you can never unhear or unfeel or unsee. So so it has absolutely completely changed my life. It has changed the work that I do, the retreats that I will be holding in now in January. It's changed that radically. And my work is probably going to go absolutely to the next level of understanding and of cooperation with nature, because I know that I am not separate. It's actually opened up, the channel used to be open a lot in terms of communicating with the plant and the natural world and the animal world, but now it's like a highway. It's like so open that it has radically changed who I am. And so I am really, really very interested in following this journey, because I would like a more intimate relationship with the shrooms, with the mushrooms, and they have revealed that they absolutely, like you said, they know me inside out, and they are very respectful of where I want to go, and they have absolutely said that I will be safe. And so that is why I really was feeling very safe in my own home with my own playlist and with my own comforts and things. And you know, I'm surprisingly, when I go through the experience, it's quite a silent experience, but I was quite vocal, verbal, in a gentle way, but quite, you know, I was speaking a lot in the second half of the journey. So yeah, I'm very, very, very interested in the connection between my astrological, you know, makeup and influences, and my Soma journey. And because I've committed to do that on a long-term basis, I really, really would love to open that world up a little bit, you know, for myself, because I know that it's significant. I've experienced breakthroughs on astrologically important days, and I believe that the day that I did my journey was also a significant astrological day, and that's why I think my journey was also so profound. So I'm signed up for the next one.
Susanka, that's beautiful, really beautiful. Thank you. Just regarding astrology and mushrooms, this is a huge topic. So I'm just going to say one sentence, and it's encyclopedias full of information that are behind the sentence. And that is that astrology and mushrooms are exactly the same thing, just expressed differently. And that has been shown to me for years now. I've actually got a whole of more than an article developing about how astrology and mushrooms are expressions from nature of the same messages. Astrology from the sky itself, the ancient stars, the solar system, the patterns in the galaxies, all the way down to the patterns in our own lives, which is where astrology comes in. We are part of all those patterns and systems. Every single one of us are in on the same beautiful patterns that are interacting for everything, every galaxy, every tree, every garden, every human, every new baby is all part of this amazing mix that is far too much for our poor brains and our human intelligence to take in. And then mushrooms open the door, and in one night will just give us gallons of insight into how all of this is connected to each other. Thanks, Izanka.
I love having you with us, Izanka, and saying straight up how you can't imagine doing it any other way than on your own is a reminder for me how powerful it is for each of us to experience mushrooms and work in this way on our own. Because ultimately, we know our answers. No one else can give you the answers that you need in your life and in your journey. Circumstances have caused a lot of people to have to be on their own as a start off. And you're such a reminder that there is nothing to fear. Yes, by all means, have somebody with you if you have any concerns. But ultimately, if circumstances provide or you feel confident to work on your own, you're quite capable of it. Mushrooms do no harm. There is nothing to fear. Mm-hmm. And it did make me think of a point that was mentioned. I don't think the person who asked the question in the registration is here about those hard times we have in a soma journey or when we're working with mushrooms. But sometimes it is tough. Sometimes we go through periods where it's difficult to work through. But the big shifts do come from that hard work that's done. This is serious work. It's not fun and games. Rodi, Margie, do you guys have anything, the thoughts that come up that you want to add about what we've been speaking about in the last few minutes, gaps that we've missed?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I think you've pretty much covered everything.
Okay.
I think so.
Are there any thoughts or questions from anybody else out there? Suzanne, it was wonderful to hear from you. Brad, are we covering all the gaps? In case you don't get a long reply from Monica, now's a good opportunity to get the feedback that you need face to face.
Sorry, I was on mute. For me, I think what is the next step? I mean, you mentioned that there's another experience in 10 days time. I mean, are these coordinated experiences or do we kind of do them on our own? How do we get hold of the mushrooms? I mean, do they come with Takealot or FedEx or something? It is, what are the next steps?
Good questions. We don't have an account with Takealot quite yet. But regarding the supply of the sacrament, I'll send more information about that to...
Might be the same courier company.
Might be the same courier company. But once one has registered, then I send more information about that. The next step is largely to register. Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll find the dates on the same page that you found this information meeting. And we send more information in that way. And then we create a group, a WhatsApp group, on the Monday, which is 5 or 6 days before. And even if you change your mind, even if you decide that now is not the right time, being part of that group is an opportunity to ask any questions and also to meet the group that you're working with on that night. You know, Brad, you mentioned your life experience and the things that you're working with in your life is maybe unique to you. And that's why I don't have your answers and Margie doesn't have answers for you. But very often there are people in that greater group, which could be 10, 15, 20 people, or sometimes even more, that from their own experience have a key that they can drop for you. And that comes in the preparation in that support period where us as watchers, we're feeding you the information you need to prepare your space, what you need to do from a dietary point of view, what you need to do from a physical space preparation, what expectations may you have. But that group is then also there after the fact. That WhatsApp group is there throughout the week. They're there throughout the night on the Saturday night, which is the 8th of January. But that group remains intact for the week or two that's after. Anything that you've experienced and have thoughts about, one can connect and integrate. So step one is register. I send you more information and we start communicating. If you change your mind at the last minute, that's also okay. Nikki here, who's also in this meeting, wasn't able to join in the last days. And here she is again, and I'm hoping she'll join us soon. But if that can't be now in January, there are more dates in February, March, and as the year goes on. And at some point, there will be physical experiences again as well. There will be an opportunity for that. I'm quite sure of it, albeit in small groups, maybe even in large groups outdoors. We've done that around the country. It will happen again. But the ability to work on your own in this way is quite profound. Nikki, I see you have your hand up. So wonderful to have you with us again.
Thank you. Yes. I just want to ask, I've been wondering about this since the last one that I wasn't able to do. If I do choose to do this journey on my own at home, I know from previous communications, it's advised that, you know, we kind of stay in contact via the WhatsApp group during the night. Is that not disruptive to your journey, and would you also be lucid enough to be able to make contact with anyone should you need to?
Nikki, it's kind of an open question to answer. There's no expectation that when you're journeying, especially on your own, you're connected to your cell phone. You're not going to be staring at it and waiting for messages to come through. If you feel confident to switch off your device even, that's a recommendation, because we're aware of notifications coming through and we don't check in on you. We don't send you a message to hear how you are, because that notification in its own could disrupt you. So there is this way of finding a balance of being able to reach out for support. Typically, yes, you are lucid enough. It's often quite difficult to see a screen, at least for the first hour or so. And we work through that. And hence the suggestion that if you are working on your own for the first time, we have someone with you. Simply in the same house, they don't have to be sitting with you in the same room all the time. And they can be part of our group for that period of a week, so that they know what you are going through. So it's a case of finding what you're going to be comfortable with and what you're going to feel safe with, more than anything else. Does that push?
Nikki, to maybe just add to that really it's a mechanism there for you to use if you need to make contact with one of us. And also at some point during the evening, maybe at the end of your journey, for you just to let us know that you're yes. Okay.
We do appreciate that. We're all of us awake through the night, and it's quite frustrating for us because we don't know how you are and we want to know. So we like it when people actually just send us a little symbol, maybe a little emoji or just a word or even help. whatever, so that we can reach out to you. It's not disruptive. And in relation to being compass mentis enough, you don't lose control in mushrooms when you work with mushrooms. You know what you're doing. And you can dive in and out of that level of consciousness.
Can I add, it is sometimes difficult to read because your perceptions, yes, and your vision, yes, goes. But
therefore the use of a symbol is...
Yeah, the symbols. But typically what tends to happen is the only people who will communicate in the kind of early part of the journey are people who's struggling to get into it, or and say, you know, well, nothing's happening, and so we advise them or whatever. Or if somebody is really struggling, and then they will try and get hold of us. But there tends to be a very silent period when everybody is in their journey, and then you start seeing how people are starting to come out of it as they start interacting a little bit on the WhatsApp. So but having a watcher, somebody with you is useful in the, because they could take over that communication if you indicated to them that you did want to reach out to the group. So it's but as Anton says, it's useful to just mute the notifications so that doesn't come through, especially if you're listening to the playlist through your cell phone as well, because then it comes into your playlist, which could be an addition to your journey, but it can be a bit disruptive.
I've been wanting to ask Pierre to say something. Can you talk to us, Pierre? Unmute.
I'm unmuted, yeah. I'm not sure what I'm going to say now. I'm just kind of listening in.
Well, can I just say to you, Pierre, it's nice to see you again. The last time I saw you, you were in the Nisner Forest.
Yeah, still kind of there in the forest.
Thanks for being here.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Pierre. I wanted to ask Nikki, are you expecting to be on your own? Is there a need, or is there a concern that you'd prefer to be on your own, or is it a decision or a thought process that you're still going through?
No, I've kind of made the decision to be on my own, simply being the people, or you know, my support that aren't really supportive of what I want to do, and certainly, you know, how can I put it, won't be, what is the word, sympathetic if I should I go through, you know, I understand there's lots of tears, or there could be lots of tears, so I'd rather do it on my own than having to have people with me that will not understand what I'm trying to do, or won't understand the journey. So yes, that's my decision.
I appreciate that very much, because I understand that quite well, the importance of having someone with you that you trust. Yeah. And trust is simply also that they may not understand the importance of what we're also sharing, and helping people to be watchers and not interfering in a way is a big part of the role, because ultimately you're doing the work yourself. And we do that as watchers. We have this tendency to want to help everybody. But with this deep work that you're doing, deep spiritual path that one's walking, you can't give another person the answers. You can only interfere in that journey. We're helping those companions that are with you to also not interfere. But I do understand if they're not on the same page and not offering the support and the choice that, that you'd like to make or path that you'd like to explore, working on your own is definitely an option to follow through with. We are with you every step of the way. In all methods of communication that are available, and that's via WhatsApp, that's via a GSM phone call if you need to make a normal phone call. We've recently brought into our journeys a Zoom link where us watchers we stay connected in this Zoom room in a way where we have a fire burning, and one can simply join us and sit in that space as well. So. Nikki, we really look forward to you joining us when that works for you and when you are ready. We are with you and we are there for you. And again, join us for the week if you're not ready to actually commit to the 8th, but you are wanting to experience the group again, by all means. And we'll be in touch and share information as we did before. Right, how are we doing? Is there anybody else that has any questions that would like to share some thoughts? Doesn't look like it. If there's nothing else, maybe the watchers or the panelists would like to add some closing words or some closing thoughts if they have any. Rodianne. She looks at me always like that. Like, why am I picking on her? Shall I go? Shall I ask you to go last?
No, I'll go first.
Do you have any more thoughts?
I have no additional thoughts. It's always wonderful to see who arrives and just to hear what people have to say, and sometimes not, you know. As Anton has been quite laboriously, I don't know if that's really a good word even so, but he has been taking a lot of time to put some effort into our Somaliland webpage. So there's a lot of information there. So it's getting to that stage where I know that if we've kind of missed anything, there is a backup. The information is on the internet and we are providing it for anybody and everybody. So if you have any questions or any left out thoughts, go and have them rummage around there in the frequently asked questions. You'll probably find quite a lot of valuable information there. And as Anton was saying, this is not just for you to prepare yourself to join us. You know, if you feel that you can't join us specifically, but the call to work with Soma is very strong, all the information is there for you. Exactly what we would do. Obviously, you wouldn't have the group, but the information is there. So it'd be lovely for you to join us, though. So thank you so much, everybody, for arriving and being here. Looking forward to seeing new faces, if possible, and some old ones again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rodi. Margie, any thoughts from you to wrap up?
No, nothing specific, except that, I mean, once WhatsApp group is established, you know, we send you information around how to prepare your space, how to prepare the sacrament, how to, playlists. So all those kind of practical information comes together during that week through the WhatsApp group. And it's on the website, as Rodianne says. A lot of that information is there as well.
Thank you, Margie. I'm going to flip you around, Monica, because you've been felt like I'm picking on you and leaving you last. But before I go to Roger, any last thoughts from you?
I have nothing more to say. I have a lot to say, but nothing I particularly want to say now.
Yeah, thank you, Monica. And Roger, any last look?
What I would say is that once you've signed up for the ceremony, and as Margie has alluded to, a WhatsApp group is established. And a beautiful process unfolds in the week leading up to the event that really helps you prepare yourself and your space, and also helps establish a loving and trusting virtual connection between us all. And it really is a beautiful process. So it really is wonderful to see it unfold. That's really all I've got to say. And thank you all for your interest. I love talking about this. It was life-changing for me, and I hope that it's life-changing for you too. Love to you all.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger. And lastly from me, that reminder, we've had a couple of references to the website. We're simply sharing how we do it in our way, how we've learned at Somerland, how we've learned from Monica, how we've learned through our own experiences, and we're sharing that information out there. If you would like to visit the website and take some of that information away and work in your own way with your own sacrament, you're absolutely welcome to do that. We'd love to hear about that if there's an opportunity, but there is something special in this group that gathers, and our door is open for anybody to join us and anybody to take from our experience and use that knowledge in any way that they want to. So if there aren't any more questions, very grateful for having you all here this evening. Very grateful to the watchers, Monica, Roger, Rodianne, and Margie for sharing your time month after month, week after week. Very grateful for that. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, all of you, for being here. Lots and lots of love this evening. And Happy New Year.
Yes.
For 2 days away. wishing you a magical start to the new year and a magical 2022.
Thank you very much, Anton.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.